Now, live from Brooklyn Heights, New York, America, the world, it's the Homer Fink Show. Your host, Homer Fink.
Good day, friends. My name is Homer Fink, and this is the aptly titled Homer Fink Show. With us on the telephone through the magic of new technology and new media, it's both of you live in Brooklyn Heights?
Oh, yeah.
Two Brooklyn Heights residents who actually are gainfully employed in the media business. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Simon Rich and Farley Katz.
Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Now, both of you guys, you have real careers outside of the project we're talking about today, which is New York Superheroes, which is a deck of cards. We wrote about the Paul Giamatti card a couple of weeks ago, which is a bunch of cartoons and, I guess, Simon's pithy humor. Made into a card deck featuring many of New York's unsung superheroes. Is that a good description of what
your
project
is? That is a great description.
I wish we had had a description earlier. We could have used it in the marketing.
Well, you should have called. And Simon, you're a writer on Saturday Night Live. And
yeah.
Farley, you are a cartoonist at The New Yorker, but you're also the king of the caption contest. Are you still doing that part?
I'm retired. That was my old gig, and I'm retired from that to do podcasts.
We're both trying to sort of branch out, and we've been doing you know, this TV and magazine thing, but we both know the future of media is podcasts.
How did you guys meet?
We met at college. We were both on a humor magazine together called The Lampoon, and we never thought that we would be allowed to keep writing and drawing jokes for a living, but you're helping us perpetuate that scam for at least one more day, so we really appreciate it.
What was the first thing you guys wrote together?
I don't remember.
There was a noise complaint once when we were living together, and the police came and threatened us legal action, and then we had to write an apology letter. That's probably the first thing we collaborated on.
But was it funny?
No, it was really, we were afraid they were going to, they really threatened us badly.
Was it tough?
Very apologetic, yeah.
Was it
tough not to put jokes in?
We think we're threatening to take us to prison. If we joked about it, we would be in prison right now.
But wouldn't the worst of times bring out the humor in you? No?
I don't think I could take prison.
Yeah, I don't think either of us could take prison. I don't think we would last very long.
Do you know what they do to cartoonists in prison? Not pretty.
Have there ever been cartoonists in prison? I guess, right? It has to be. Somebody at some point.
I think Charles Schulz spent most of his life in prison.
Did he do some good time?
The entire Family Circus strip has been drawn from prison since the 40s.
What about that guy who does the Family Circus? He should be in prison.
Matt Groening was born in prison.
Yeah.
Who knew? I had no idea that prison had so much of a history with cartoonists. So New York Superheroes is a deck of cards. Let me throw some names at you. You got Giamatti in there as a superhero. But there's also like summer intern. Are these people that you've met in your own lives and interacted with in New York City? Unemployed banker, of course. I think we all know.
Yeah, these are I think like any superheroes, these are characters who have a really high profile, people who you would recognize on the street and be able to spot from even a far distance.
What was the first one you wrote when you guys sat down? And you said, okay, I see a homeless guy on the subway. He's a superhero, or however that came about. What was the cocktail conversation? Because clearly you weren't drinking.
I'm pretty sure it was Giamatti, right? We saw him out of our window walking down the street because he lives in Brooklyn Heights along with us and everyone else of importance. And he struck us as like, this is a superhero, an unsung superhero of New York, and we need to make sure that people realize this.
Have you ever engaged with Giamatti, like, or do you fear, like many people, disturbing his celebrity bubble.
I
wouldn't speak to him.
Yeah, I think we both like to sort of keep our distance and kind of honor him from afar.
Does he always seem angry to you? Because people tell me that. I always think he's just walking and getting out of the house for a couple hours.
He's tense. I don't think he's angry. He's just focused, you know?
I think there's a lot on his mind.
Yeah, he's like
thinking
about stuff.
Yeah, he's thinking really hard, yeah.
He's probably thinking about all the movies he's done and how he's spent his life.
Also, he has probably lines to memorize because he's an actor, so he probably is memorizing lines, maybe?
Totally, totally. So you don't want to break his chain of thought.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Is he the most? Would he be the most powerful New York superhero?
Well, they all have power ratings on the backs of their cards, and they all have different categories that they excel at. The backs of the cards, they have everybody's stats. They have their origin story and their superpowers, and their power ratings, which go from 1 to 7, and the different categories are intelligence, money, looks, cunning, and connections. And so different superheroes have different strengths and different weaknesses.
Are there on the blog? You don't have everybody. It's just basically an overview of what we can expect in the card deck. They went on sale on. At the end of August, and according to your blog, NewYorkSuperheroes.com, we'll give you a plug there. The cards are actually being held in a secret location. How's the secret location doing, and how's the shipping coming along?
We may have lost all of the decks. I don't really know where they are right now. Simon, do you?
I found some of them this morning. When you misplace something, it can be embarrassing. And one thing that I like to do whenever I misplace something is say that it's in a secret location, because that's true. If you don't know where something is, then its location is secret. But no, I think at this point we found most of them, the ones that we haven't shipped yet, and we still have we haven't completely sold out. There's still some for sale. We only printed 180 decks.
People,
so they're highly collectible.
Send money. People send money, just put it in an envelope and send it to us. Don't stop sending the money.
So these are very collectible. Simon, you're no slouch as a writer. And Farley, you've got a real job as a cartoonist. You're not like some guy who just draws pictures. These are very collectible items.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's true. We only made 180 decks. I now realize maybe we should have made more. Or possibly maybe way less. Maybe we should have made 180 fewer decks.
One deck and gave it to Giamatti.
Some would think maybe we should never have done this project in the first place, and they'd be right.
Be totally correct.
A lot of people have told us that. They might be correct. But for better or for worse, there are, about 50 or 60 left, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if folks wanted to buy them, they can go right to NewYorkSuperheroes.com and purchase the deck of the New York Superheroes trading card.
Yeah, sometime this week probably would be best. If we do another batch, there will be more mass-produced, different lamer characters and, worse quality.
Series 2 is going to include other Brooklyn Heights superheroes such as Bjork, and that girl who sells the Italian ice at the corner of Montague.
Well,
yeah, she's
couple,
that, guys.
That'd be very controversial because we don't know if York is moving to the neighborhood now. It's very controversial.
Well, I imagine that once she saw the card, she'd have to come.
to fulfill the prophecy?
She
wouldn't want to upset the cards.
Exactly.
She wouldn't
want
to make us look like fools.
Yeah, it's four-color printing, too, so, it's not cheap.
Exactly.
Who's your favorite character, Simon, out of all the superheroes?
I like, I guess my favorite is probably, maybe Lady Tattoo. She's a band promoter on the Lower East Side, And she knows a lot of guys in bands and has relationships with them.
So she has a lot of stamina, I would guess.
A lot of stamina.
Cunning would be big.
Yeah, really high cunning. Her superpower is bumming cigarettes, and she gets the job done in her own special way.
Now, Farley, out of all the superheroes, is there anybody or any of the characters that is so close to somebody that maybe you or Simon knows and they've kind of figured it out already and they're mad at you? Or they're happy?
I think Simon and I based Boring White Guy on each other.
Yeah.
We each wrote this superhero character, Boring White Guy, to be the other one, and we didn't realize it came up with the same person. So
it was awkward because when we were working on that card, I thought Boring White Guy was based on Farley, and Farley thought Boring White Guy was based on me, and it really wasn't actually until this moment just now in this interview that I realized that it was based on me.
But Boring White Guy is an insurance. Now, is that just kind of a neutral profession you chose so you wouldn't be revealed as the Boring White Guy?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
We didn't want to hurt each other's feelings.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Do you guys live together?
Yeah, we do.
That's got to be fun.
Good. We just trade these cards all day.
Yeah.
What's annoying about Farley, Simon?
What's
annoying about Farley? Does he have any habits that drive you crazy? And Farley, feel free to come and chime in about Simon.
Farley screams in his sleep at full voice. So not just like little soft like dreaming screams, like
sure.
full-throated scary screaming, but he's asleep.
Have you learned anything about his dark inner psyche from what he screams out? I'm just assuming you're dark, Farley. I don't know why.
I don't know. I can't. It's hard to tell. There are no words, and if there are words, they're hard to make out. But I don't know. I've never actually asked you about that, Farley. When you scream?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
At full voice in your sleep.
Every night I go to sleep, and like everyone else who's alive, I dream about, my mother forcing me to have sex with her, and
right.
The war, all the wars and the screaming, the blood
right.
that's inside of my body and inside of my brain, and the things that can happen
right.
when a man runs into a freight train. Just
right.
the normal stuff that everyone dreams about.
Anything that might trigger the screaming.
I don't know. I mean, not everyone screams so much as I do, I think. But
yeah, but your dreams sound normal to me.
Yeah, that's normal dream stuff.
Yeah.
So what does Simon do, Farley? Does he do anything that's as terrifying and interesting?
Well, Simon, some people would describe it as a problem. I think it's sort of endearing. He chain smokes cigarettes, and his intake of heroin and cocaine and ecstasy has really skyrocketed lately since these cards have come out.
But they neutralize each other. That's the thing that,
Oh, right.
I mean, that's the thing I explain to him.
Yeah, it's like you have them in the right harmony. Like, they're all working together.
Yeah, and they cancel each other out.
So you guys are good roommates. I mean, you have any wacky neighbors? Is there something about your home life that may end up as a sitcom someday?
Paul Giamatti is our neighbor. Do we need to say anything else? He lives in our neighborhood.
Not to reveal our sitcom pitch to the network, but we do have a neighbor named Paul Giamatti.
Does he know about? Oh, by the way, does he know about the card?
He's a pretty busy guy. I don't know if he takes time to read the internet or.
I don't know. Yeah.
Is this a situation where you just see him on the street, or you'll be in the elevator and he'll be like, "Oh, you're the cartoon guy"? Would it be something like that?
Man, I don't know. I think that's the best case scenario.
I mean, what would you say? I mean, it's just like you're in the elevator, and there he is. He's doing his thing. He's got the Times, obviously, and a cup of coffee, and he's smoking in the elevator. And he goes,
yeah.
"You, cartoon guy." And you're like, "Hemina, hemina, hemina." What do you say?
I guess. I mean, I would blame Farley.
Yeah, and I'm just standing there pointing at Simon because this is not a man. Yeah, maybe you can upset Bjork and live to tell about it, but
sure.
Paul Giamatti is too much. You can't cross that guy.
No, I mean he snaps his fingers and you disappear.
So are there other the New York superheroes in Brooklyn Heights that didn't make the deck that may make let's say the second deck, or one that just made it to the cutting room floor?
I think second deck, the big contender is podcast host.
Homer Fink, yeah, that'd be great. I like Blogger. Blogger was very interesting.
Yeah, Blogger. She's got some interesting powers.
That's very Park Slope, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Farley, tell me, you're also doing it on The New Yorker. I noticed you're doing a blog, and you have cartoon-offs with different actual cartoonists or just people who happen to have pens on them at that time. And where do you find the people to do that column with, and what's been, like, your favorite
sure.
cartoon-off? My favorite, I'm looking at today's, and you have the guy from Das Racist. And you asked him to draw the day in the life of a rapper. And, of course, yours is, damn, nothing rhymes with orange, which I thought was funny.
Oh, thanks. I do that blog, the Cartoon Lounge, with a couple of the other New Yorker cartoonists. And sometimes we challenge people to cartoon off, cartoon contest. I think that one was really fun with Victor Vasquez from Das Racist. And I think... I think my favorite one was the one I did with Randolph Monroe from XKCD. Who's
which is
webcomic. He's a really funny guy. I've liked him for a long time.
They were big fans.
I liked his stuff. Yep. And he came through and produced some really funny cartoons for that.
Now, Simon's written a couple of books. Farley, are you going to write a book anytime soon?
Oh, I think I'm going to stick with the blogs. A book would involve a lot of pages.
So no cartoon book, no coffee table book from you.
Yeah, I think the market for cartoon books is fading, but the market for trading cards
through the roof
is floating right now.
Through the roof.
Could the trading cards actually become a major motion picture or a book or a TV show?
I mean, that's our business plan. I mean, we spend so much money producing the cards. If it doesn't become a major motion picture, we're kind of in some trouble.
Yeah, in order to break even, we'd have to do at least three-camera network television shows and a movie and sequel. So that's what we're hoping for, because we sunk a lot of green into this project.
Who do you think out of all the characters, we've talked about a bunch of them, who would be the breakout character? Who would be your Kramer, your Fred Mertz? Who would be the breakout character of the New York superheroes TV show that we've already programmed and greenlit, as it were?
Maybe Miss Teach for America.
Yeah, that's a lovable character. I think that
she's lovable. She's
behind her.
Yeah, or maybe Book Club Leader. She's got some spunk.
Well, she is 6 on the intelligence scale. That's almost at the top of the scale.
She's really smart.
And of course, she lives in Park Slope.
She does, yeah.
Who's more intelligent than Book Club Leader? I mean, 6 is a high number.
That's pretty high. She might be as smart as he gets. Oh no, the homeless guy.
Homeless man, yeah.
Yeah, he's the smartest. Unfortunately, he's so smart. I think maybe it kind of got in the way of his life success.
Because homeless guy's so smart, he can't. Sometimes his head hurts because his head's so filled with dreams or something like. Why does that go? Sometimes I feel like my head is so big because it's so filled with dreams. Is that
yeah,
his problem?
I think he's just too he's smart to he has trouble relating to other people.
Yeah, it's the same way that Paul Giamatti is so good at acting that they have trouble casting him in a movie as anything other than Paul Giamatti.
Right.
He's too good.
Yeah.
He's gotten to that point. Simon, are you working on a new book? You have a couple of books out. Free Range Chicken's got a lot of attention this year and last year. You know, folks want to go to YouTube. There's a couple of clips of you reading from it, which are wildly hilarious.
Yeah, thank you. I've got a novel coming out in May 25th.
What's it called?
It's called Elliot Allagash, and parts of it are set in Brooklyn.
What parts? Montague Street? Columbia Place?
A little bit vague. Some of it near the promenade. Some of it...
I thought the whole book was set in the sandwich shop, Latin and Hennig, right?
That's true. I don't know how I forgot that detail. Yeah, also, yeah, the entire book is
inside of a sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, do you get the iced tea? The Lassen and Hennig's iced tea is quite delicious, I must say.
It's really good. I go there a lot.
Do you mix it with the lemonade, or you go straight iced tea?
I mix it up sometimes. I go for an Arnold Palmer, but I go a little light on the lemonade and heavy on the iced tea.
Well, while we're talking about the neighborhood, when it comes to Chinese food, have you guys tried the Great Wall?
We go a lot to Andy's, which we like.
Really?
Over on Montague. Yeah, I know it gets a bad rap sometimes, but we enjoy it.
See, Andy's is very controversial. People like the lychee nut, maybe, or perhaps the lantern across the street, or down kind of across the street.
Well,
the Great Wall is the best Chinese food in the neighborhood.
We gotta check it out. Andy's has a pretty good lunch special, and they give you a complimentary iced tea, which is a pretty sweet deal.
Now, Simon, you grew up in New York, right?
I did.
And so how did you end up in Brooklyn Heights?
I think, well, Farley told me that he had found a great apartment there, and shouted at me over the phone to sign the lease, and I did without having seen the apartment, and then I came over.
I told him it was at the top of the Empire State Building, and he believed me.
I don't know why I thought I was in Brooklyn. I'm from New York. There's no excuse, but, you know, I made my bed and I need to lie in it. But I'm happy I moved to Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn Heights. I have an entertaining roommate. I have a great Chinese place down the street. Paul Giamatti is my neighbor.
You can't complain. Hey, Paul, you're from Texas? Or is that just a lie? Is that a lie you told a blogger? All right, Dish, tell me. No?
I'm the blogger. I am the blogger.
I am the blogger.
My secret identity.
Oh, God, this is going off the rails.
No, wait, Farley, where are you from?
I grew up in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, so you didn't hear me. I thought you had lied to somebody at some point and created your own superhero origin story.
Oh, okay. No, that's all true.
So from Texas, and you guys went to Harvard together. Hey, did you have to ever do that hasty pudding thing? Did you have to take off your pants? How does that work? I went to NYU, so I went to university without learning, so I don't understand any of that tradition.
We didn't do the hasty pudding, but I think they do have to take off their pants. That's real, right? I've heard that somewhere.
You always have to take off your pants.
Yeah, you have to dress like chicks and stuff, but you guys didn't do any of that. You worked at the Lampoon.
We were at the Lampoon. I mean, there might have been phases where we dressed like chicks, but it wasn't as part of any kind of organization.
Did you? Did any of the famous alumni come back and visit and talk to you guys over your time in school, where that just didn't ever come up?
No, it was a lot of out of work comedy writers coming over to see if we had any beer. from long distances too, like people coming from really like driving really far just to see if they could get any free beer.
That's totally believable too.
Yeah.
It's like the guy who comes back when he's 25, comes back to college, like, yo dudes, what's up?
By the way, Farley, this weekend you want to go to the Lampoon and see if they have any free beer?
Oh my God, more than anything in the world.
But you guys are employed. You're employed. You can't go back.
Ah, I forgot. I always forget. That's
oh, yeah, I got to go to the office tomorrow and put in 10 hours cartooning. The long day of cartoons tomorrow.
So, NewYorkSuperheroes.com, Simon Richard Farley Katz, the geniuses behind the animated card set detailing the strengths, weaknesses of New York's unsung superheroes. There is only a handful left. This is the most collectible thing you will ever own. Throw out all your Hummel figures and go right to NewYorkSuperheroes.com and buy a deck of cards from Farley and Simon. What's it go for? How many Lincolns do I have to throw your way?
It's a steal of $20. What else can you buy for $20 these days? A sandwich? Not likely.
Also, that includes shipping, whether you live in Brooklyn or even far away.
So include shipping, and you're not going to actually drop it off at somebody's house. You're going to put it through the mail.
Yes.
And it says right here on the site, I'm looking at your site right now, I'm refreshing, make sure we have the most up-to-date information, 92 of 180 left. You're 50%, more than 50% sold out.
Yeah.
Order your deck while it lasts. There's not much time.
Callers are standing by. If we don't sell out, then we're going to have to keep some of these in our house, and we don't want because our house is very small, and we don't have room to store them.
All right, Simon and Farley, thanks for coming on the Homer Fink Show. And
thank you, Homer. Appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. And I'm working on my closing kind of, you know, take it easy kind of goodbye kind of signature sign off. And I still haven't come up with one. I had one that says, I'll see you on Henry Street. I thought that was kind of lame. So if you've got one like keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Right.
Yeah.
May your dreams take wing.
Call a cartoonist in prison today. No?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's
like
not
that.
Bad.
Like that.
That's pretty good.
All right, guys. Thanks for checking in, and we'll see you when we have a new sign off.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. See you. Bye.